get light. That looks like a coastline up ahead. Hey, Cycle. How about we stop for a cup of coffee, huh? Is that a mirage? Or is it another Casa Luna? What's it doing here on the beach? Okay. Now you stay, all right? Ah, the smell of fresh coffee.
Ah, Mr. Jack. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Coffee?
Oh, yes.
Decaf, no?
Oh, no. The real stuff.
Okay.
Nani?
Yes?
Last night, wasn't the Casa Luna in Manhattan?
Yes.
Good. Now, is there any chance you can tell me what's going on?
But you are Mr. Jack.
Yeah?
Mr. Jack, he helps people, no?
Sometimes.
Maybe that is why Mr. Jack is here. Your coffee, Mr. Jack.
Oh, thanks, Nani. That's just what I needed. So, who needs help now, other than me?
I don't know.
No?
No.
Do you think my motorcycle knows?
Maybe. Oh, I see. Nina, she give you Lord Shiva.
Oh, you mean the brooch? Yeah. Do you know why she gave it to me?
No.
You know, she wouldn't take anything for it. But I know I'm going to end up paying one way or another. Aren't I, Nanny? Well, it sounds like my ride is eager to hit the road. What do I owe you?
Oh, nothing.
Why do people keep giving me things?
We pay in many ways.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, I'll see you. Wherever.
Yeah, wherever and ever.
Wherever and ever. Sounds so eternal.
Yeah.
Back in the old days, I'd be on a flying horse. Now it's an enchanted motorcycle. Oh, slowing down. We may be arriving. Somewhere. No. No, we're turning up a narrow road, headed upward into the clouds.
The road weaves back and forth up into the low clouds hovering over the top of a long extinct volcano. At the crest of the crater, the road suddenly turns downward, zigzagging back and forth as it winds its way down into the volcano. As they descend through the layers of mist, Jack sees a lake inside the volcano. In the center of the lake is an island. On the island is a palace. Jack takes off his shoes, rolls up his pants, and wades into the water.
It feels wonderful. I knew it. Here comes a boat. And who's rowing it? It looks like no one.
The boat glides up to Jack. He steps in. The oars dip into the water. The boat moves forward, gliding back to the island in the center of the lake. boat glides to a stop alongside a dock.
Someone's coming. It looks like a pith helmet, sort of floating in the air. Whoever is wearing it is pretty fuzzy. Kind of like heat waves, little wavy lines.
Who are you?
Nobody.
You have a name?
Jack Flanders.
I am Leela.
Well, Leela, are you going to take shape or simply stand there and shimmer?
Which do you prefer?
Are you a demon?
Not at this moment.
Well, that's mildly reassuring.
They say I am very beautiful.
Well, unfortunately, I can't really say.
You cannot see me?
No, but you do have a nice shapely shimmer. And your laugh. It reminds me of someone. But she was a little more visible.
She was very beautiful?
Yeah. As far as demons go, she was ravishing.
I am not a demon.
You know, that's what she used to say. Tell me, why the pith helmet?
Why?
Where'd you find it?
Here.
You mean just sitting here?
Yes.
Well, who left it?
A man.
May I see it?
Why?
Well, maybe there's a name inside.
You will get back?
Of course.
Here.
Well, thanks. Now, let's see. S.H.J. Well, it can't be Sir Henry Jowls. Leela, was he a tall, elderly gentleman, a handlebar mustache, khakis with a walking stick?
Yes.
Lord Jowls, my uncle. Is he here?
Yes.
Where?
In there.
He's in there?
Yes.
Wow, what a coincidence. Yeah, I'll bet it was a coincidence. How long has he been here?
How long?
Yeah, days, weeks, how long?
I don't know.
Well, you saw him go in.
I saw, yes.
Time means nothing to you, does it?
No.
Well, what's on the other side of the gates? A courtyard?
Yes.
And that's all? Well, let's take a look. Wow. It's just a big, open courtyard. Very nice tile work. Interweaving geometric patterns. It's an arabesque design. But, no Sir Henry.
Who?
The man who left the pith helmet. I had the impression he was in here.
He is here.
But Leela, there's no one here.
How did you know?
Because of what I see, and I see no one.
Do you see me?
Oh, well, you do have a point. Tell me, now, what do you see?
Go in, you will see.
I am in. I'm standing here. See?
See.
So?
Go in.
You mean just go in and walk around in here?
Yes, you will see.
All right. I'll just walk around in circles, as usual.
Are you not going to leave your hat?
What are you, the hat check girl?
What?
Nothing. Never mind. Are these tiles changing their patterns, or is it the light? Is it an optical illusion? Sort of mesmerizing. Or trance-inducing. Or there's something woo-woo about it. And voices. Vague shapes shimmering in the heat. Walls and passageways. They're like the patterns of the tile. Alleyways interweaving, branching off into different directions. Things are becoming solid. They're taking shape. Hey, it's like an ancient Medina. But I could be anywhere. In any time. Well, if Sir Henry really is in here, where would he be? Leela?
Now you see?
Yeah, now I see, but you, I still don't see you.
No.
I could get lost in here, couldn't I?
Of course.
Is that what happened to Henry Jowls?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I'd better mark my way. There.
What is that?
Oh, it's a magic marker.
A magic marker?
Well, it's not magic. It's just what they call it. Oh, never mind. Come on, are you coming?
No.
Okay. Have a nice shimmer.
As Jack proceeds deeper into this maze of narrow interweaving alleyways, he draws small X's on the wall so he can find his way back. But now, he notices there are alleyways below him as well as above him. To explore this strange, shifting maze of passageways, he's going to need more than one magic marker. But finally, he arrives at yet another open courtyard, where a man is seated at a cafe table reading a book.
Can that be Sir Henry Jowls? He's not quite as I remember him, but it has been a long time. Sir Henry, is that you?
Ah, Jack Flanders, how pleasant for you to come.
What are you doing here?
Sitting, reading.
Yeah, but why are you here?
I'm here because I'm here. And why are you here?
I have no idea.
Well, do you recall how you managed to find your way here?
No, but I did use a magic marker.
Ah, I see. You marked your way. Splendid, old boy. Time for tea.
Do you have coffee?
Coffee? You American chappies always have to have your cup of coffee. No, we have no coffee. Abdul, tea for my American nephew.
Wow. That tea just appeared.
That'll be all, Abdul. Is the tea to your liking?
Darjeeling?
Yes. By the way, did you see my hat?
Oh, your pith helmet.
That's it.
The last time I saw it, it was on the head of a rather shapely, shimmering...
Oh, yes, the Infreet.
The what?
The Infreet.
Leela is a demon?
Good Lord, I should hope not.
Well, you said she was an Infreet.
Well, does that make her a demon?
Oh, yes, Infreets are demon.
As I recall, you were rather involved with an Infreet once upon a time.
Where did you hear that?
Oh, one hears things.
Well, she wasn't. I mean, she was a woman. Sort of.
Leela Ulupi?
She wasn't a demon.
No.
She was different.
Oh, take my word for it. Each one is different.
But basically, they're dangerous.
Depends.
On what?
On what they want. On what you have. And what you're willing to give them.
Yes. I know.